Resolutions, item 1316. If you could please read that, Carla.
1316, request of Kim Gates to address council regarding partnering to solve employee diversity, inclusion, and retention problems.
Which one is, are you Ms. Gates?
I am.
Okay.
They're here for support. I don't do it very often.
Okay, all you need to do is just give us your name and you have 3 minutes.
I will.
There's a clock in front of you there.
Thank you for hearing me today. My name is Kim Gates. I just celebrated 21 years with the Portland Police Bureau in July. I'm also the treasurer for Ask Me Local 189. I've enjoyed my career, but I'm here today on behalf of my coworkers to discuss wages and pay equity. Let me be clear, I am not talking about equal pay. I make as much as any man does in my classification. I'm talking about pay equity, the value placed on the work which has been traditionally performed by women. I don't think there's been a single year of my 21-year career when I haven't heard the command staff of the Portland Police Bureau say they couldn't operate without us and the work we perform. But what kind of value does that translate to? When I began in 1995, my starting wage, not the top scale, was 249% of minimum wage. Today, it is at minimum wage. Yet, we are vetted through a substantial background process and are expected to conduct ourselves in the highest regard off-duty as much as on. Additionally, we have access to extremely confidential information about people's private lives, yet you pay our employees the same as any other industry within the city, most with significantly less responsibility. We've been struggling to recruit and retain in our positions. Currently, the staffing level in my department is short-staffed, but beyond that, our authorized staff is too low. We are expected to perform the duties of other classifications, the duties of other vacant positions within our classification, and often to work above our classification. You've balanced the budget of the police bureau on the backs of your most oppressed population. The demographics of our classifications are at approximately 80% women. Many are single parents or the sole caregivers of their own aging parents. We've taken significant cuts to our ranks since 2009 and see no end in sight of replacing those missing employees. But the work has become greater with the oversight of the DOJ and the nature of police work and record retention changing and improving through the years. For our records division employees, our union, Ask Me Local 189, conducted a survey in November 2015 to find any agencies in the state of Oregon who paid less than the city of Portland. We found two in very small towns in Oregon. One was Weber, Oregon, and unfortunately I can't even remember the other one. These employees are the lowest paid permanent employees in the city. The only folks who make less are seasonal temporary employees. I understand someone has to make the lowest, but do you really want it to be this group of employees who are handling sensitive, confidential information and working with people at some of their lowest times of their lives? This is an appalling position for the city of Portland to take. In a time when our country is so divided, Portland wants to claim to be a safe haven for immigrants. But I ask, how can Portland pride itself on that noble cause when it overlooks its own at the same time and continues to support the system of financial oppression? I plead with you to make pay equity a priority for your bargaining team during the upcoming DCTU successor bargaining, which is set to begin next week. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you very much.